Back to school is an exciting time for lots of kids. We hear a lot about back to school sales and see lots of photos of kids on social media heading off to their first day of preschool or kindergarten. But for a growing number of families in our state, the picture is not so rosy.
We are seeing more homeless families. I think all the shelters in the valley are experiencing that.
Joe Doolin is chief philanthropy officer for A New Leaf, which runs the La Mesita Family Homeless Shelter in downtown Mesa. He says they only expect the problem to grow as affordable housing becomes more of a challenge.
I think affordable housing is certainly needed. We see some projects across the valley happening, but it's not nearly enough. We often are faced with families that are leaving emergency shelter and may even have a voucher for affordable housing, but can't find adequate affordable housing out there. So it's a real problem for us.
During the last school year, the Arizona Department of Education reports there were more than 26,000 students in public schools who are homeless in our state. That was an increase from 25,000 the year before. And back to school is a time when those families are even more stretched for resources.
It's well over $500 per child that we're seeing that families spend. And of course, the families that we're working here at La Mesita and our other shelters, they can't begin to afford that kind of an investment in the school year.
So the shelter has worked to give those families the kinds of things they might need, from backpacks and school supplies to clothes. Angela Anderson and her three young children were grateful for the help. Our co-host Lauren Gilger sat down with her at the La Mesita shelter recently to talk about the difficult circumstances that led her there.
I was told about this place from a friend because I was struggling financially because I had a son that was murdered out here. So it took a lot of my energy, a lot of my money and everything that I had to bury him, funeral costs and things like that. And then I signed up here. I stayed at a motel down the street for about 2 weeks. And then they called me to come here.
I'm so sorry to hear that. So tell me a little bit about the difficulty in making that transition. Like, you lose a son and then you end up in a place where you've not lived before. And I mean, I'm sure this is a helpful situation to help get you back on your feet here, but it can't be easy.
It's not easy. It's really hard for me because I've never been in a situation like this. So I don't know how the homeless stuff goes and things like that. You know, I usually work, I take care of my kids, that's what I do. But with the whole thing with my son and funeral costs and things like that and being slightly depressed and down and out, I just fell back on a lot of stuff, you know, and stuff just got really tight.
How old are your kids now?
9, 7, and 4.
What's that like for you and for your family to sort of take this kind of help and accept it? You said this is not a situation you expected to be in.
I'm grateful. To be honest, it's this program, it really helps you. It all depends on your effort and what you're willing to do and get up and do to make things better for you and your family. This is a blessing to me.
So I wonder if you can tell people, like, what would you like people to know about your family and your kids and the struggles that you've been through?
Well, my kids are lovable. Everybody loves them here. They bug everybody in the office all the time, early in the morning and when they get back from daycare. But as far as with the struggle, you just have to basically keep your head up. It's a lot of things that I still fight with as far as with my son passing away, you know, because I'm still in court with that. But the shelter and the staff here keep me laughing, even when sometimes I'm down, I'm upset, or whatever the situation is. Then they help out a lot. They help with bus passes and things like that. As long as you're putting your foot forward to go and do what you need to do to try to make your situation better, instead of just sitting down like, okay, well, I'm in a shelter, I don't have to pay rent. You know, you have to do something to show that you can pull yourself up out of the situation. I know it's hard for some people. I'm one of them people because I've never been in a situation before, but I pulled myself out of it, and now I'm looking for housing through Rapid Rehousing, through You Mom, and I'm just going to keep moving forward from there.
All right. Angela Anderson, thank you so much.
You're welcome.